How many people here will need to be vaccinated for the country to be protected from COVID-19? Senior health officials at the HSE now say that in order to achieve herd or enough acquired immunity, between 85% and 90% of everyone in the country will need to be vaccinated. So far, just over two-thirds of adults are protected. That's over half of the total population, as the prevalence of a more contagious variant of the virus continues to grow. Damien McCallion is the HSE's lead on the vaccination programme. He's with us now. Damien McCallion, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
How long will it take to vaccinate 9 out of 10 of the total population?
Well, I think maybe it's important to talk about where we're at. And as you say, we've two-thirds, 66% fully vaccinated and 80% partially vaccinated. This week, we opened up our online registration to everyone over 18 years of age. And I suppose our focus for now is to try and maximise that. We would envisage that we would have the vast majority of people either vaccinated or offered a vaccine by a period probably around early September, which is we brought the programme forward, I suppose, by a period of around 4 weeks. Our original plan would have seen that happening around October. What is important to say, though, is that we will have options for people who might choose to come in later. So I suppose our motto effectively is that, you know, we will leave no one behind. So if people do want to get vaccinated at any stage, we will make sure there's options there for people. We have achieved some of the highest uptake rates in Europe. You know, in many of our age categories, or older age categories, and some of the most vulnerable, we've been achieving high 90s, 98, 99% of the population. And even in the younger ages, we've seen huge interest. And if I can just give an example, our 20 to 29-year-olds, we already have 67% either registered for a vaccination or already vaccinated through other channels. And that's a phenomenal number in the context that we've only just opened up our registration system to those over 18 years of age. So we would encourage everyone to come forward. We are seeing a shift now in the programme from a point where, I suppose, capacity and supply, as you know, Gavin, has been a challenge for us, to probably now where demand will be a challenge and in terms of numbers. So we are seeing many of our centres able to offer appointments in days for people, and we would encourage people to come forward. And while in overall terms what we'd say is that, you know, we would expect most people from registration now to be getting appointments within maximum 1 to 2 weeks, with many getting that within days. So I think it's really important we focus, I suppose, on trying to maximise the population uptake. The percentages and so on that we need to attain, you know, it'll be something that the science will develop. And that's something that, you know, we'll see how that transpires over time. We all know the Delta virus is more, the variant is far more serious for us in terms of the transmissibility. And that's why getting the high percentage of the population vaccinated as quickly as possible is crucial.
You're hoping to have most adults fully vaccinated by some stage in September, but in order to have 9 out of 10 of the total population vaccinated, how long could that take?
Well, I suppose if you break it down, as you say, like from the adult population, we've made huge progress and we're now into the final age groups, and we've opened up the portal essentially to every adult. One important point, I think sometimes it can be a source of confusion for people, is that anyone now from 18 to 100 essentially and beyond can choose to register. So we work through the ages as a way of trying to manage
the demand. Of the total population, Damien McCallion.
Yeah, so if you take children, Gavin, at the moment the vaccines are only licensed for children from 12 to 15 years of age. The National Immunisation Advisory Committee is the committee that assesses the science, I suppose, and determines the approach for any age group. So we'll wait and see what their advice is, and we'll respond to that as we have through the programme. So I think, you know, speculating on that, they're looking at the science of it. Different countries have taken different approaches to vaccinating that age group. And we'll look at what they provide us in terms of advice, and then we'll translate that into something that we can implement. It is obviously different, you know, so we're already planning around that in the eventuality that they would come up with some decisions. Because clearly, you know, vaccinating children is different to vaccinating adults. And we see that the HSE provides school vaccination programs for other children as well. So there's a lot of experience in terms of how we can do that. But I think importantly, NIAC first will look at the advice.
Yes.
They will make recommendations to us, you know, based on the best evidence that's available at any point in time.
And how young would people need to be vaccinated to get to that level of population protection?
Well, I suppose from our perspective, we look at what the advice is and what the science says. So our focus at the moment is 18 and upwards to maximise that population, Gavin. As I say, at the moment we're at 66% with 80% of the population partially vaccinated, and we're seeing a huge interest from young people, 67% already registered. So we're not setting a bar around that. I suppose our focus is get everyone vaccinated that wants to be vaccinated, provide the information to them to make that decision, that it's a fully informed decision. And I suppose we would like to think that the reason we have some of the highest uptake rates in the EU is One, that we've provided the information to people in a clear way that they can make that decision. And secondly, we've given them options, whether that's through GPs, pharmacies, the vaccination centres, or ambulance service going out to housebound, community vaccination teams going into residential care, and so on. You know, we've offered different channels, I suppose, for people to, in order to give them that access to the vaccine.
Yes.
And Ministers, that's what we're going to continue with over the next couple of months, to try and get to a point, I suppose, where we have the maximum percentage of the population done. And I think it's important to say why it's important, and the reason the number is important, or not in absolute terms, but in terms of maximising the population, is that will limit the spread of the virus and reduce the risk of this more transmissible variant.
And we'll talk about that impact in just a moment. Minister Simon Harris says that he expects the portal to open for 16 and 17-year-olds in early August. When will 16 and 17-year-olds be offered vaccines?
So we're just finishing a process, Gavin, over the weekend, where we're looking at the exact date for that. But we'll announce that in the early part of next week. And that will be imminent, but we haven't set an exact date on that yet. We look at it in terms of demand, but we're also conscious with that group, you know, it's a younger age group, and making sure that our centres are adapted to cater for that.
You were talking about the impact on the spread of the disease and the known impact so far. People in hospital and who have died in recent weeks, who tested positive for COVID and who had been vaccinated, do you know if their illness or if their death was because of COVID?
So I suppose if I step back, those people that are in hospital, what we do know is that the vast majority, most of those people who were in hospital with COVID are sick with COVID. And that's feedback we've had from our own clinical people who are working out in the hospital. And it's important to know that the disease still does present a serious risk to people's health. But what we also know is that the vaccination for people does protect them. And although no vaccine is 100% effective, we have seen in the evidence that essentially it is offering huge protection to many of our people, and particularly the most vulnerable. The early stages of the programme in Ireland were designed, I suppose, to protect some of those most vulnerable groups: long-term care residents, elderly people, healthcare workers, and medically vulnerable. And I think we have seen the success of that in terms of, you know, reduced outbreaks of the disease, reduced incidence of the disease in those groups. But no vaccine is 100% effective, and hence it does not give, you know, 100% protection. So we have to be very conscious of that, and that's one of the reasons that I suppose trying to minimise the spread of the disease at the moment is so important, both for the unvaccinated and indeed for vaccinated population as well.
But would knowing if illness or death in people who were vaccinated was because of COVID help in knowing more about the impact of vaccines?
Well, I suppose, look, we take that information from our own clinical people who are out in our hospitals. And as I said earlier, you know, the feedback we're getting at the moment, while we're seeing, you know, a steady increase, albeit slow at this point, in the numbers in hospital and the numbers in ICU, certainly the feedback on that those people that are in hospital in ICU with COVID are sick with COVID. And it is, you know, for most people, that is the cause. But that's something that we take feedback from our clinical community on, you know, and that's something that the HSC monitors on an ongoing basis. And we'll see how that develops over the coming weeks, I suppose, with the virus.
Will you be getting extra vaccines from Romania?
So I suppose at the moment, those discussions are going on at department level and government level in relation to whether they're available or not. What I would say now is we've probably moved into a phase, Gavin, where the supply side now is less of a constraint for us. And certainly, you know, we know what our supply is. We have a very steady supply of our mRNA vaccines in terms of Pfizer and Moderna, and that's allowed us to make some adjustment to our sort of supply management systems in terms of what we call our buffer, where we were holding stock back to facilitate second doses. So I think at the moment, you know, obviously we would welcome any vaccine. It probably has less impact on us at this point in the programme than if we had received it earlier in the programme. But again, you know, looking forward, it may have a value beyond that. But that's something that's been discussed at government level. From our perspective, we're trying to maximise the number of people, offer appointments as quickly as possible to people in order to accelerate the programme.
Damien McCallion, HSE's lead on the vaccination programme, thank you for speaking to us. We'll be back in Tokyo next.